Cyber Compex. It sounds like a new medicine. Actually, it's a social network site just for cybersecurity people in and out of government. The Homeland Security Department's Research and Development Division recently announced Cyber Compex. Developed in conjunction with Monster Government Solutions, Cyber Compex will serve as a portal for students, professionals, employers, and others interested in cybersecurity. Karen Evans is the National Director of the U.S. Cyber Challenge, one of the architects of the site, and she joins me now. Karen, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
All right, so tell us about Cyber Compex. It already exists, I guess, in some limited form, and now it's going to expand?
Yes, and what we had initially done, and you mentioned Department of Homeland Security, the S&T Directorate, we researched the capabilities of being able to put out different networking tools and also looking at would cyber professionals or potential cyber professionals actually use some of the social networking and reach out and talk to each other on an established platform. As you know, they have their own ways of how they talk and link up and exchange information. But what we were trying to do is bring them in, draw them in to show them opportunities like scholarships and jobs and other competitions that are available so that they can hone in their skills.
So this is not a site where people will exchange like tools for how to address a certain cybersecurity challenge, or is it more about professional development of in jobs and so forth?
Well, it'll evolve to that. And so when you did the initial intro, you were talking about a social networking site. So what it's going to it has the capabilities of them establishing their own communities. Now, our vision is communities around competition so that they can figure out what competitions they actually want to participate in to develop more of their own skill sets, their individual profile. But also competition owners could do it, or you could go around a specific topic. If there is a particular incident or something happening right now that they want to exchange information, they can establish their own community. So it's very similar to the way that you can establish a community within Facebook or LinkedIn or any of those other types of things. So they could if they wanted to. What we're trying to do is give them the tools that are available online so that we can bring that community together in one place and then have government and critical infrastructure and industry be able to access those people. And what they would then do is offer them jobs or offer them internships. But what will be different than, say, from a LinkedIn site is the employers will know that these people have actually demonstrated their capabilities and their technical capabilities because they're going to be able to see what competitions that the individual has participated in and then map the competitions back to what do I need in my workforce.
I guess I didn't realize the extent to which competitions in cybersecurity has become an industry unto itself.
Yes, yes. And so if you know about the competitions, if you're a competitor on one side, then what you want to do is see all the different competitions. So we have the competitions listed there that are happening nationally. And you can say, oh, gosh, I need to develop more skills in this particular area, say, for example, forensics. Or there's a competition that deals with policy development itself. You know, you're given a specific incident, and you have to then make recommendations of policy from a national level. So if you're looking for those types of skills as an employer, like say from a government side, then you could then say, hey, I'm interested in everybody who has participated in XYZ competition, issue that node out, and then let the people then send their resumes in. And the long-term piece of this is we are hoping to develop relationships with all the competitions owners so that it's one thing if a person says, hey, I've participated in this competition, but it'll be another thing, like their reputation index will go up when the competition owner validates that the person actually participated in that competition.
These competition owners, what is their purpose in staging them in the first place?
Well, a lot of it is to demonstrate and get people along that path. If you look at some of the competition hosts, for example, one of the other competitions that is really big is the Cyber Patriot, which is at the high school level that is now moving down into the middle school level. So that's to get people interested, moving them along the path, and making those decisions to go into STEM types of fields when they go to college. If you look at another competition that DHS S&T also supports, which is the National Cyber Collegiate Defense Competition, the CCDC competition. Those start out state, then move regional, and then there's a national competition that tests all different aspects of it, from their technical skills to their ability to present to senior leadership and to write up. It's one thing to find the vulnerability and what's happening in your network, but it's another thing to be able to brief to senior leadership what is going on and then what should be the corrective action. And the CCDC competition tests all aspects of that through a team environment.
We're speaking with Karen Evans. She's the National Director of U.S. Cyber Challenge. So it sounds like the site has the potential to become almost a crowdsourcing place for solutions to ongoing problems or problems that pop up.
That's the vision. That's what DHS S&T has in mind, and that's what we've been working on and trying to get that grassroots involvement and also to get the credibility so that this particular user group, as you know, would be a little suspect to anything, is to get that credibility so that they'll actually participate and be actively involved in that community.
And what about some of the hacker, and I use that in the positive sense of the word, there's lots of hacker sites and lots of places where people go for code exchange and so forth. Will you have links to those or tie-ins to the many sites that already exist for people that are involved in, on white hat, if you will, activity?
Well, so if they, we can put some of those resources up there, and that would be, you know, that would be the ideal type of thing to do that. But the long-term piece of this really is to get employers, you know, all through government, critical infrastructure, private industry, to really think about what do I need in my workforce and to do workforce planning. So we're also working on a maturity model plus also scenario types of ways to describe the job, and then hook them up with people who actually have demonstrated those skills and close those gaps. So you have what you're talking about, those platforms, right, and that information exchange, and then you have, and this is why the partnership with Monster is so great, you have companies like Monster who have these huge distribution channels that are trying to do the same thing. What we're doing is filling that little niche that is allowing to people who have these skills to be able to come in through a credible source and then be matched up to close the gaps, which would then eventually reduce the risk for the nation overall.
If you look at, say, something like professional football or professional basketball or baseball, they have these annual drafts that are televised, and they're looking at people operating at the collegiate level and drafting them. It almost sounds like people that are employers and need cyber professionals can almost have a draft by watching who's doing what in the competitions. They don't exist physically, but it's all online.
Yeah, absolutely. And then one of the other things that we're going to be piloting out this year is having specific employers actually issue their own online competition through CyberCompX. So the competition would be available, and what we would then do is reach out to those people and say, hey, if you're interested in working with this employer, participate in this competition. And we piloted something similar to that, and that will happen again this June with Cyber Aces, where we did a virtual online career fair. And part of being able to participate in that is going through an assessment or going through a mini competition so that the employers could actually see how you scored in different areas. Then they could look at that and say, okay, I need to hire people that are really in-depth, that can do network analysis or that can do really in-depth system operations, systems types of analysis. And so we pilot tested that, and it worked really well. And so the idea is that employers would be able to offer these competitions online as needed when they need to hire people.
And so so this is the federal government would also participate as a hiring place,
sure,
as well as private industry.
Absolutely. That's who we're going to be piloting with, we hope, soon.
And how do you think the site could be used by the operators to increase the pool of people that want to go into cybersecurity? Because all you hear about is how much of a shortage there is of people that can do this.
Well, and that's exactly what we've been working on. So it is to increase the pool. So that's one of the questions that the government employees always ask, saying, you know, are you doing this just for federal government or are you doing this nationally? Well, we're doing it nationally to attract all those people in. That's what the U.S. Cyber Challenge has been doing, a lot of outreach. And we just finished our fourth year of camps, fifth year if you include our pilot. So we've created that buzz around the U.S. Cyber Challenge, the competitions, the camps, to bring them to the site. And then the idea is you increase the pool, right? So that as people start closing the gap, like if the federal government held a challenge and they hired people and they closed the gap in their workforce, if that pool is increased, then that gap will stay closed. And then the next group would come in. So say, for example, let's pick on Sony, that Sony says, okay, now I've really looked at what I need. They could come to the site, issue a challenge, then hire people and move them into there, and they won't be taking people that are that they've identified, say, for example, through the FBI that they know are really good, and then poaching from each other. If you have a bigger pool, then the workforce gaps will stay closed.
All right, and what is the timeline for all of this to happen? I know this version 1.0 is out, but then the monster piece is going to come in.
Yes, and so the goal for that is it will be open for our spring competitions, which means that at the latest, everything would be available. The first phase of all of this would be available by March because we do our extended outreach for the competition that would happen in April. That's our qualifying round for our summer camps, and we're going to have a fifth camp this year out in Utah, so we really will be doing a lot of outreach. So the portal will be critical to us. So March of 2015 is when it's going to be operational.
And just a quick question, the camps mean that people actually get together physically in person and speak to one another face-to-face?
Yes, and they receive 4 days of training at the camp where the SANS Institute, a lot of those instructors volunteer and help us at the camps. And then we also have an ethics panel where the FBI and ISC Squared and Secret Service actively participate. We do a career fair and job fair, and then we have a competition at the end of the week because they come in as individuals, but we assign them to teams because when you go to the workforce, you don't get to pick who you work with. So we don't let them pick who they compete with in order to win at the end of the week.
But no bug juice in softball.
Oh, yes. Well, they could, but, you know, they bring their own computers, and they do a lot. There's a lot of exchange, and there's really a lot that they realize, wow, I've been competing, you know, doing these things by myself. And when they come to camp, because our demographics are so varying from 18 to 61, they realize that the world is very big and that I can learn so much more and that I work so much better in a team than as an individual. And that really is the goal of the camp, so that they start on that path and want to pursue a job in cybersecurity.
All right. Karen Evans is the National Director of U.S. Cyber Challenge and one of the people behind CyberCompX. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk about it.